Following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
I want you near me. goes back a long way. Now the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
It's also a process that alimentation, eating experience really takes some time, and in taking some time it gives you opportunity for seeing the structure, the whole nature of what you're experiencing. That encourages your imagination and focus on what you're eating, so that you're really contemplating what you're eating. When we put something in our mouths and taste it, we have this non-cognitive, almost immediate reaction, sort of a hedonic or pleasurable reaction, both positive or negative, to what we put in our mouths. When we put things in our mouths and taste them, we aren't really employing our imaginations to think about what we're eating.
Now, the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
Hunger really does prime and focus our aesthetic interest on what we're eating. When we're sated, or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in what we're eating or drinking. When you put something in your mouth, there's a whole process involved. The food has to engage, when it vaporizes a bit, with your retronasal passages so that you actually smell what you're tasting. I know that sounds a little bit strange, but there are things that we think of as tastes. Vanilla is a classic example, which we don't really, you know, engage with our tongue or our palate, but we actually smell it. If you have a bad cold, a bad head cold, and your sinuses are blocked up, you won't be able to taste much. When we put things in our mouths and taste them, we aren't really employing our imaginations to think about what we're eating. When we put something in our mouths and taste it, we have this non-cognitive, almost immediate reaction, really sort of a hedonic or pleasurable thing.
Now, the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
Ingesting food is also a process that goes on. Alimentation, eating experience, really takes some time, and in taking some time it gives you opportunity for seeing the structure, the whole nature of what you're experiencing.
The philosophy
that encourages
of food.
Your imagination,
the philosophy of food.
And focus on
what we eat,
so that you're really contemplating
the philosophy of food.
Now, the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
The philosophy of food, what we call aesthetics, what we eat. The philosophy of food, what we eat, what we call aesthetics.
When we put something in our mouths and taste it, we have
a lot of
non-cognitive, almost immediate reactions. Think about literal tasting, but also this retronasal.
What we eat, what we call aesthetics. The philosophy of food, what we eat, what we call aesthetics.
Hunger really does prime and focus our aesthetic interest on what we're eating. When we're sated, or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in what we're eating or drinking.
Time.
Now, the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
Ingesting food is also a process that goes on. Alimentation, eating experience, really takes some time. And in taking some time, it gives you opportunity for seeing the structure, the whole nature of what you're experiencing. That encourages your imagination and focus on eating, so that you're really contemplating what you're eating. When we put things in our mouths and taste them, we aren't really employing our imaginations to think about it. When we put something in our mouths and taste it, we have this non-cognitive, almost immediate reaction, so that hedonic or pleasurable reaction to what we put in our mouths.
Saying hunger is the best source goes back a long way. I got a guy running, throwing a whip. Smoking. Over by the other side. Just dropped the whip. I'm engaging.
Hunger really does prime and focus.
Get the guy in the field. Get the guy in the field.
When we're sated, or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested.
He threw it off the field. He's running back to the field.
With our imagination, we remember and tie things together. harmonies, contracts, all of that requires that we actively engage with one another. And we just take this rather passive approach, which we might do quite often. Oftentimes we eat on the run, but that's not to take an aesthetic interest in what we consume. If we're going to be aesthetically interested in what we're eating, then we really have to bring this much more active, cognitive, or imaginative set of interest. A lot of taste is actually this combination of both literal tasting, but also this retronasal engagement. Both taste is a lot of interest. And then after we swallow, there are these actives. And then after we, and because of that, this retronasal sort of engagement. And because of that, there really is this process. And then after we swallow, there are these aftertastes. There's a certain length to the experience of consuming food or drink.
Nothing like us ever was.
The doors are twisted on broken hinges.
The doors are twisted on broken hinges.
Sheets of rain swish through on the wind.
Sheets of rain swish through on the wind.
Where the golden girls ran and the panels red.
Where the golden girls ran and the panels red.
We are the greatest city, the greatest nation.
We are the greatest city, the greatest nation.
Nothing like us ever was.
Nothing like us ever was.
When we put something in our mouths and taste it, we have this non-cognitive, almost immediate reaction, sort of a hedonic or pleasurable reaction, both positive and negative, to what we put in our mouths. When we put things in our mouths and taste them, we aren't really ingesting food. Is also a process that goes on. Alimentation, the sort of eating experience, really takes some time. And in taking some time, it gives you opportunity for seeing the structure, the whole nature of what you're experiencing. That, when you put something in your mouth, there's a whole process that encourages your imagination. And when we put things in our mouths and taste them, we aren't really employing our imagination. Really in our mouths and taste. When we put something in and taste it, we have this thing in our mouths and taste it. When we put something in our mouths and taste it, philosophers tried to distinguish our bodily experiences from our more intellectual aesthetic experiences. Philosophers tried to distinguish our bodily experiences from our more intellectual aesthetic experiences. There was the thought that aesthetic experience really wasn't a bodily experience.
Roger, that's at the same location.
Just south of my location.
If he goes back out there, he goes towards it.
Roger, can you work it between?
See what he does.
Wait one, he'll pass it up.
Now, the saying, hunger is the best source, goes back a long way.
It has happened before. Strong men put up a city and got a nation together and paid singers to sing and women to warble. We are the greatest city, the greatest nation. Nothing like us ever was. While the singers sang, the strong men listened and paid the singers well and felt good about it all. There were rats and lizards who listened. And the only listeners left now. Thank you. are black crows crying caw, caw. Bringing mud and sticks, building a nest. Over the words carved on the doors where the panels were cedar and the strips on the panels were gold.
By the truck. Take the trucks out.
Is there anybody in the truck waiting for movement?
Or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in eating or drinking. When we put something in our mouths, ingesting food as we have this process, our intake, some time our natural opportunities for seeing the structure, the whole nature of what you're experiencing, that encourages your imagination to focus on history, so that you're really contemplating.
What we call aesthetics. What we eat.
Now, the saying,
what we eat
is the best source. Goes
what we call
right.
Aesthetics.
Hunger really does prime and focus our aesthetic interest on what we're eating. When we're sated, or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in eating.
And puts the hair in where it belongs.
And puts the hair in where it belongs.
And turns and draws. Well, what a...
And turns and draws.
My grandmother yesterday is gone.
My grandmother yesterday is gone.
Interest on what we're eating when we're sated, or if we have no sort of appetite at all, we aren't all that interested in what we're eating or drinking.
Doors were sealed, and the panels strips of gold, and the walls were gold.
Roger, that's in the same location.
Just south of my location.
If he goes back out there, he goes towards it.
Roger, can you work it between?
See what he does.
Wait one, he'll pass it up.
It has happened before. Strong men put up a city and got a nation together and paid singers to sing and women to warble. Singers sang and the strong men listened and paid the singers well and felt good about it.
Just can't forget you, cause you're so dreamy, peach and dreamy, walking dream. I keep on walking, keep on talking, and I'll do my best to make the rest of this lovely dream come true.
I'm
This is Radio Ravioli.
This is Radio Ravioli.
My name is Olivia. It's a new year, 2018. I'm a bit hungrier this year than I was the last. Hungry for what? I don't know. Everything. We have been playing with a few different things. We started the show off with Walking Dream, a track by Patsy Cline, which I think will be... Well, I'm going to try it out. I don't want to commit to anything. But I think that might be the new theme song of Radio Ravioli. I'm still toying with the idea, walking about the idea. We've also had Gregory Whitehead's Nothing Like Us Ever Was, different cuts of that. It's a great new piece. The aftertaste which lingers in our mouths. Food, consuming food is a process. Month on January 24th, as the 24th leads into the 25th, there'll be a live cooking show here on Radio Ravioli. So join in. Then, as you're joined in now, oof, it's a new year and my senses are getting a little bit. They're adjusting. I'm figuring myself out, but I think the ravioli's as fresh as ever. Hopefully this ravioli will keep us warm as the monster blizzard is supposed to come. As it arrives, hopefully this will keep us safe and cozy.
Do you decide?
Thank you.